Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The Professional Email Marketer's 7-Step Checklist to Writing Emails That People Open. One of the reasons I want to talk about this topic today is very simple. In today's marketplace, if you're an internet marketer, then email marketing is a very essential part of how you do business today. Let's get to the heart of the matter. Why do some emails work like gangbusters, and why do some sound like the echo of an empty room? The professionals know the copy sells, and good copy sells way, way better. When asked what makes for a best-selling email, most amateurs point to the killer subject line, or that can't be ignored. While this is true, it's only one piece of the puzzle. The truth is that there are 7 key concepts you need to get right to create a winning email for your online marketing. And you know, when you think of each of these tools, think of all the things that you do and how many times you get emails, and Gmail and Yahoo have become very sophisticated in how they determine whether a email is spam or an actual email. And when you think about it, today, if you have an autoresponder and you when you look at Gmail, they don't just put it in the main email topic. They separate it. They have the main email, they have the social email, then they have a third topic. And that third topic is the one where emails that come in through autoresponders go into. And then what happens is, more times than not, when someone looks at their email, they don't even look at the third category. They just delete everything in there. So you want it to get into the main topic. Are you using one main concept or idea? Here's the problem. You learned somewhere along the way that if one offer is good, then 2 is better. And if 2 is good, then 5 must be better. If 5 works, then why not 12? The trick of this is the human brain. Has a problem with complex problems, deciding which item to read, follow, and click on is a challenge when you have 12 items in front of you. If your reader is anything like you, then get an email and have to deal with it fast. Make it easy for them. Give them one concept to see, consider, and deal with. When you're planning your email, pick one thing and one thing only, then make your email about that. What are we talking about here? We're talking about taking and putting together some things that can really help you build a strong email marketing campaign. Because right now, what happens is people don't have enough time. And because they get thousands and thousands of emails daily, they just delete 2/3 of it and only read what's important to them. Is your subject line compelling? Don't be clever, funny, cute, boorish, or even use double meanings. These just don't work. Instead, if you appeal to a reader's self-interest, and do it in 45 characters or less, you will get the offense, appeal to my greed, vanity, fear, pride, or any other emotion, you will have a compelling subject. The good news is most subject lines do a poor job of this, as you will be able to stand out. How to reverse bone loss in 6 months without dangerous meds. And that is an example of how you want someone to open up an email, because especially if you are dealing with someone who actually has that issue, then you will find that for you, many of the things that people do will give you exactly what it is that you want. Is your content interesting? In short, make your content interesting by writing the message to one person, and the way you'd explain it in person, and you created about it. Okay, and that you cared about it. Be excited. Be enthusiastic. Be human. Readers like that and respond to that. After 2,500 email campaigns, our testing has shown that the short emails work better than long emails at getting a click. It's harder to be succinct and clear, but it's worth it in the form of better results. Is your message or offer clear? We've covered short, but I have to make clear a separate category. Clarify trumps almost all other considerations in your email. If you have to stand on your head to come up with a clear message or offer, do it. You know, when you think about it, you almost always want people to read your emails. And today, people have become so sophisticated, and you need to make clear what the message is that you really want to make to someone. How are you using benefit statements? I'm on hundreds of lists, and I hardly ever see a benefit used. Here's how you tell if you are using a benefit. Tell me your message. We have a new website. Now, ask yourself, so what? The answer to the so what question is benefit, especially if the benefit is something good to your reader. Try it. Statement. Here is a copy of the Professional Email Marketer's Checklist. So what? Benefit. So you'll be able to write emails the way the professionals do. So what? The real benefit, so you'll get better results. What is your you versus I count? Once you write your email, count how many times you use the words I, me, mine, our versus you, your. If so, you'll soon find you talk about yourself too much. Remember to write to and about your reader. You really pay attention when you are focused on them. Here's one good example of why you need to focus on the reader. Remember the call letters WIIFM? What's in it for me? Well, you know what? That is what people are looking for. So you need to address why and what is in it for them. If you can address what's in it for them, if you can give them something that they can benefit from, then they're more likely to actually want to buy something from you. What is your call action? Every single email should have a call action in it. We love call to action for two reasons. Your reader needs to know what to do. You need to be able to measure to see that your email worked. a clear, well-phrased, compelling call to action always gets better than a weak call to action, and a way better than none at all. And you know what? Here's why you want to look at a call to action, because people need to be told what to do. Often, people will procrastinate about wanting to buy something. They will procrastinate on spending that dollar, especially when you look at the economy today. So you need to give them a reason that is so compelling that they're willing to put out that dollar right now and not wait for the future. The problem is, for many of us, we don't always think or do the things that are good for us unless someone tells us to do it. And you've got a lot of people that will think 10 times, 10 to 20, even more times than that, about making a decision for themselves. Every single email should have a call to action in it. We love call to action for two reasons. Your reader needs to know what to do next, and we need to be able to measure and see that your email worked. A clear, well-phrased, compelling call to action always gets better than a weak call to action, and way better than none at all. Every time you sit down and plan and write an email campaign, pull out all this checklist. You will soon notice your results are consistently better than before. You'll be sending clear, compelling emails with powerful call to action. Then get people opening your emails and clicking. Who writes the best emails you've ever seen? Can you add any tips to this email marketing best practices list? You know, I have read in some of the places that people need to look at is for people who do copy. Because if they do copy, then guess what? You will find opportunities for someone who has email that you can use to do the things that will help you build a strong email marketing plan. The problem is that for so many of us, we do things simply because it is common practice. And what I would like to do is talk about some actual emails that you can write. And there are companies out there today that when you join their company, what do? They actually have emails that you can use to help you build and grow a successful business in today's marketplace. And they've researched, they found the things that will help grow a business. And when you do that, when you think of all of those things that have helped someone else be successful, then you know what? It can help you too. And what I want to do is go through and read you some emails that people have put out there that can help build a successful business in today's marketplace. The problem is that for many of us, we don't always think about what we need to do to help make a business successful in today's marketplace. And I think what has happened is that because email marketing has become such a powerful tool, that companies, when they start out, what they have done is they have put together their own email marketing plans. We need to look at some of them and see how they can help you build your business in today's marketplace. And think of all the things that you've done over time with your email marketing and how you have wanted to be successful, but many of them have not been as successful as they could have been simply because you did not plan well. So, what we are going to do is put together some emails that can help you plan a successful business, and look at how all of these can really help you as a marketer to build. Okay. Over the course of the following post, we will share with you a collection of emails that I've adapted from my personal email swipe file. These emails have been created to help you grow your business. However, once you understand and use it, it is probably the most effective use of your time during the initial launch. Point one, people like to hear about an insider or secret information that will benefit them. Point two, people want to know they have the best possible position or advantage in joining you now. People want to see and hear proof of use of your product and proof of earnings. Probably the most effective message you can focus on is people love fast stories. So with that in mind, you need to create large amounts of marketing material, adverts, posts, blogs, video, banners, solo ads. The list can go on and on. Then you use the following email swipes as a guideline, remembering to adapt them to your own business or your own personality or experience. Create your own unique capture pages. Send massive amounts of traffic to those pages. Set your autoresponder to send two emails every day. Alternately, use a simple spreadsheet to collect email details and manually send at least 20 emails during the first 10 days via your own email provider, Gmail, Yahoo, etc. You know what? I agree with many of these. But sometimes when you look at the number of emails, I mean, I have actually deleted subscribing to people because I got more than one email a day, simply because I didn't have the time to read them. And most of the time, it was the same message. So maybe if you did it instead of every day, maybe every third day, just something that, and always remember that you want to give them a tip about business or something that will help them create an opportunity to help them grow their business on everything. Because, you know, what will happen is if you just keep sending people email messages with the same message over and over again, guess what will happen? They will actually unsubscribe. Why? Because it gets to the point where when you have more than one email a day coming in and you have a business to run, you simply do not have the time to read all emails. Think about it. When you start out your email campaign, look at it this way. Would you open someone's email twice a day simply because they sent it to you? Or would you be more likely, especially if it was more of a sales letter than something that you can read that can help you in your business? So you need to make sure that every time you put something in there that you're actually teaching them something, that will make them want to open your email, especially when they know it comes from you. Yes, it's aggressive marketing. That is how top recruiters operate. That is how you will maximize your efforts and earn money in every opportunity that you embark on. Be sure to use the correct email placeholders for your particular autoresponder. Allowed placeholders, your first name, your last name, your phone number, your email address, your personal address, your city, your state, your zip code, your country. Here's a sample email. Just think about it. The secret to turning $25 into a fortune. Hey, and give their first name. So, hey, Mary, you're going to be amazed when you read this short update about and put whatever company it is that you're in, and I promise, you see, what is really getting everyone excited is that you are not forced to have an upgrade in order to capture the massive commissions that blank are paying out weekly. Every single person who joins, even as a beginner, gets paid on every level and for every product sold through their team. This is massive. It means that even a beginner can collect commission payments on every beginner, intermediate, or every advanced package sold. And remember, these payments can be residual. What is residual? It is a payment that comes to you every month like clockwork. You do the work. Well, okay, let's see. It is a payment that comes to you every month like clockwork. You do the work, and you continue to get paid. Sponsor, can't sell, no worries. You could still be paid via the passive funnel while you learn how to build a business. I have been in this industry for years, and I have never seen anything like this. Want to know more? Join my success team here. And that's where you put your link. See, it's short, it's sweet, it's succinct, and guess what? People will follow it simply because it has helped them grow their business on an ongoing and successful marketing plan. The idea is if you need to use marketing in your business, which is almost every business, and almost every business today needs to have a website, even a brick and mortar store. And think about it. How many times have you had your cell phone service or your any person that you bought software from? Don't they put together a newsletter of updates of new ways that you can use their product and use it as an email marketing campaign? And you know what? That is something that you need to consider as well, because in today's marketplace, email marketing has become a very big tool for people to use. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can get both individual and group coaching. You can go to this website, askdavidashinsky.com, and you can read some blogs that I have written as a tool and guidance on how you can build and grow your business, and we can help you set up a goal on what you expect to do in the future.